Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
We are very lucky to have an awesome sponsor, Urban Obsession, in downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street.
Right now, Urban Obsession's offering 25% off all hair color services. Go ahead, go for that new look for fall and the holidays with Urban Obsession's Simply Smooth Pure Color. It's keratin infused. Call and make an appointment and tell them Jackie and Rachel sent you.
It's episode 51 of the Gray and Green Show, and we are actually doing this right now on Jackie Green's YouTube page.
Yes, we're kind of starting a new thing. We want to do videos when we do this, so we're on YouTube. We're live, but it'll be there later, I think.
Do you have moments in life where you're like, wow, I'm so unbelievably old? Like, you realize, like, we were talking, Jackie came over and hung out yesterday. We're talking in the kitchen about how when we go to bars, we want to sit down.
I just want to sit.
I want to sit.
Same with a concert.
And you know what? I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to
hear your voice.
I want to know what you think about life.
I want to catch up.
Honest to God.
And I want there to be food.
Yes. We must eat.
When I go to a bar and there's no food, I'm like, what do you have to eat? Do you have like apps? And they look at me like, no.
I don't get
then
it.
Then I'm out.
Yeah.
Do you have popcorn at least?
Oh, got it. Popcorn bars? No. I need to be full.
Okay, but it's better than nothing.
That's true.
When you have absolutely nothing, I'm just angry the whole time.
I'm angry usually when there's popcorn, too. I need, like, a mozzarella stick. I think,
sandwich.
But that's part of, like, getting older and, like, we realize it. Well, I didn't know that YouTube could do live streaming like Facebook does.
I've never actually done it. I just know that my YouTube account said, you've unlocked live stream. Like, I can do it now.
Well, hello!
So I thought, let's do it on YouTube instead of Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook has too many algorithms I don't trust.
Yes.
Where I'm not,
damn
my
you, Zuckerberg.
Stuff's not getting seen.
Yeah, that'll like get you.
So why not do it here?
So, yeah, here we are on YouTube Live. I didn't know that it was a thing, and that was making me feel old up until this moment because Jackie has never used it either.
Yeah, so you're not old.
And if people want to find your YouTube channel, did they just look up? Is it Jackie Green? Jackie Green, not Jackie on
here. I'll do some edits to it and probably change the name maybe to The Gray and Green Show because I don't use it.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we now have all these followers
Built-in followers. Built-in.
Awesome.
But followers, you'll like it.
You'll like it, hopefully. Yeah.
So, Rachel, what are we talking about today?
Well,
we actually planned this episode.
We did, which is always surprising. It's a rare thing. But because of the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault drama that's going on right now, I thought we should talk about the Me Too thing. I mean, it's so popular as far as like something to be talked about right now. And I think it's something that needs to be talked about. That honestly, there were things that have happened to me growing up that I have kept to myself for years. And I'm going to be very open about these things today.
Oh.
Like weird stuff that has happened growing up that maybe
that
I should have.
You didn't think was weird at the time.
Yes. But first, let's preface the Harvey Weinstein stuff and like what's going on.
Yeah, because you might not be up to date.
Harvey Weinstein owns the, part owner, used to be, Weinstein Company. Made a bunch of movies. And I'm not talking about just boring movies or movies that you see on TV. They're on Lifetime. I'm talking about movies that have won Oscars. And he's worked with almost every celebrity in Hollywood. He's been around forever. And it came out, I think the New York Times broke the story, that he paid off 8 women who accused him of sexual assault. Well, as details come out, he loses his job. And now, because of this, details are coming out about different A-list celebrities, B-list, C-list, D-list celebrities that have been
victimized
by him. And the stories that have come out have been just nuts. Like, I think Ashley Judd was like one of the first ones to say, like, yeah, I went to his hotel room. He was in a bathrobe, whatever. There was another one with Gwyneth Paltrow saying, I'm getting it all mixed up because there have been so many blurred together.
So many women are coming out. And then so many now are coming forward about other situations they've been in. So now I'm mixing up all the Hollywood starlets and what happened.
Yes, absolutely. I think the one that threw me for a loop the most was Kate Beckinsale because she was only 17.
Yeah, she was a kid.
He tried to get her drunk. She was showing up at a hotel actually to have a meeting with him. And the concierge was like, well, you need to go up to his room. And when she got up there, he was like in his bathrobe.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'd be out the door.
Ugh,
out
just
the door.
So creepy and gross. But now that these stories are coming out. And I mean, one of the girls from the Pussycat Dolls was sharing stories about different things about people being.
Did you hear Jennifer Lawrence shared a story that had nothing to do with him, but a same topic?
Yeah.
She said a woman made her do a lineup with other women completely nude and then told her, you should use that as motivation to lose weight.
It's
sickening.
Degrading.
That's
holy
horrible.
How?
If they told me to get naked and stand in line with other women, I would say now.
I would too.
Like, I'd go, no. And I'd start laughing because I probably would think it was a joke.
Do you know how many people in this world, though? I mean, I was talking to our morning show partner, Ken, about this today. I cannot believe, like, everybody, I mean, being rich and famous is a big thing. Being a movie star is a big thing. We look up to these people. The young girls look up to these people. Right. And are you kidding me? I do not miss a red carpet. Like, I love that stuff. I love seeing
Are you
this.
Kidding me?
I don't. But you see the things that they have gone through. Like the fact that Jennifer Lawrence wanted to be in this movie so bad that she continued to stand in this line next to 15 other naked women.
That was her only option in her mind was, I guess I just gotta do it.
Right. It was, I mean, it's humiliating.
It is.
It's incredible the things that have come out. But I think that it's good that people are talking about this because obviously so much of this has been kept under wraps for so long.
So long.
And Hollywood, I mean.
Or they just thought it was normal. And let it go.
That could be. Some people may
have
felt that way.
I guess that's just how it is. What can I do?
Right. But I think there's all this obviously stuff going on throughout this industry. But obviously it's, as we found out with this Me Too hashtag that's everywhere, it is not just isolated to Hollywood.
No.
I mean, I don't think I know a girl, and this is a bold statement, that hasn't been sexually harassed in some way.
There's not a girl that hasn't.
Almost every female friend of mine, and I've reached out to a lot of them this week because I wanted to hear what they had to say about it before we did this podcast. Almost every one of them told me they could share that Me Too status.
Everyone. The ones that say they never have aren't thinking. They're not thinking.
There's a chance.
Enough.
Yeah.
And they're not thinking back far enough. Because you, whether it was in high school, college, there was an instance where you felt uncomfortable because you were a woman.
Or somebody made a comment to you.
Right, or made a comment to you.
And I think, and I can only speak from my personal experience, but being in this business and what a boys club this business is.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
It's sick.
The things that have been said to myself, to coworkers of mine, to you.
Right.
I mean, it's appalling. And I think that this stuff has been going on for so long. And this Me Too hashtag that I'm seeing everywhere, like people on Facebook are sharing it. That I never would expect would even say something.
Same.
Do you feel
like
that?
I'm floored by some of the people I'm seeing their statuses. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man.
Right. It's unbelievable. But I, at first, when all this came out and the Hollywood stars were talking about this happened to me, this happened to me. First thing I thought, first thing, initial jump, Rachel Gray, judgment reaction, as I do, was I can't believe they're just now coming out with this. This guy's been working in the business 30 years, and Angelina Jolie's just now saying something happened. Gwyneth Paltrow's just now saying something happened. And then I stood back, and I thought, wait a second. This has happened to me so many times, and nobody lost their job over it.
Right.
I never said anything.
Multiple instances where I would sit in this room and like practically cry or call you.
Yeah.
And then everyone would say, you should go say something. But I was too afraid. If I say something,
I remember
something,
having the conversation with you.
Nothing will happen. And instead, the person will know that I said something and then it's going to be awkward and because I know nothing will happen.
Right.
And I still stand by that. That person's not even here anymore. And I stand by nothing would have happened. If I said something, he might have got a slap on the wrist and then been back in here. And then or maybe I'd been forced to apologize to me, which would have been very uncomfortable.
But that's the thing about the Me Too status. I feel like we have to say something.
Right.
Look at all these people this has happened to. If we don't say anything and if, you know, and I'm totally guilty of it, too. I can't sit back and let this happen because you got a daughter. I got a daughter.
Right.
If we don't start saying something or teaching them to say something and stuff, because I was afraid.
Right.
I was terrified. This, though, when I think about it, and this is going back, this goes all the way back to when I was, like, in middle school.
Really?
And I thought about it a lot over the last couple days, reading the statuses online and what people are saying. When I was, like, 13, I got boobs before everybody else.
Right. Developed early.
I did develop early. I got my period when I was, like, 10.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy.
Real early.
Yes, like, fifth grade. And I developed earlier than everybody. And I remember I was at a New Year's Eve party. And everybody kept thinking it was really funny to turn the lights off and make out.
Ooh, we're going to kiss.
Yes.
Well, we're going to hide in the closet.
I remember I was sitting on a couch. Somebody flipped the lights off. And the guy next to me grabbed both my boobs. Not kidding. And I had boobs before everybody else.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. I laughed it off.
Ha ha ha. Yeah.
I didn't actually at the time. I honestly think that I was thinking, oh my God, boys like me.
Like you didn't care. Yeah. You thought,
oh my God, they like me. And I was using my body for that. And
yeah,
I was
you didn't
13.
Know.
I didn't know. That but that is, that's a form of assault.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot grab someone like that. And I didn't tell them to stop. I didn't say anything. And as time's gone on and I've thought about it,
you're like, that was pretty screwed
God,
up.
Really screwed up.
Like, I can't believe I did that.
And I let it happen.
Right.
I let this happen. I never told my parents.
Well, no. Why would you think to tell your parents that?
Right.
You probably would have thought, if anything, you'd get in trouble for being at a party that was doing that.
Right. But that was when I was 13.
Right. You were
this
kid.
Carried all the way into my 30s. Like, that is nuts to me.
Right.
I when would you say, like, this stuff started happening?
I was
happening
a late bloomer in terms of that.
Yeah.
Where I... All through middle school, we'd have parties and people would like kiss or place it in the bottle. And I go, no. And I would watch and everyone would joke about it.
You would never play?
Nope.
Oh, see, I
One
was always
time
playing.
I played because I didn't even play. It landed on me because I was sitting on the couch and I said, no. And I was like, super like, no, I'm not kissing these guys.
Good for you.
And so I kissed a guy on the forehead to prove like, just because I was like,
it's like
I'm
the
not
kiss
doing
your grandma
this.
Gives you.
Yeah, and everyone laughed and it was funny and they like were like, oh, okay, leave her alone. And
good
it was
for you
end.
Though.
I did, by the time I got into high school, I started dating someone, my first real boyfriend, like not my first boyfriend of 2-3 months, you know,
yeah.
But my first real relationship that lasted a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
He, at the time, I never thought was like abusive or like a bad boyfriend.
Right.
Really, because I liked him. Oh God, I'm obsessed with this guy. But he was emotionally abusive. He multiple times tried to force himself on me when I didn't want to.
Whoa.
It was bad for years. And I hated him. Like, I literally, like, hated him at one point. By the end of the
How
relationship.
How old are you?
17, 16.
Really?
And I got to the point where I was like, I can't dump him because he won't go away. He won't go
away. Was he possessive?
Yes.
And...
Like, I remember one time, he didn't go to my school. And I had a year, I, like, had gone to a formal dance. He had a hockey tournament and couldn't go. I was, like, in 10th grade, 11th grade. And so I went with my girlfriends.
Yeah.
And I danced with one of my buddies, like just danced. And someone took a picture for the yearbook and I didn't know it. And we were dancing like this.
Right. That's
like,
because that's what they
close.
Made you do.
Like
on your shoulders,
we
like hands
close.
On the shoulders.
And it was a boy that lived down the street from me. I'd known him since 6th grade. It was just a friend. His twin sister was one of my friends.
He got
and
jealous.
The yearbook came out. Our yearbook comes out, mind you, a year later. Because ours would, what they wanted to keep all the spring sports. So
oh, okay.
This happened winter formal of 10th grade. 11th grade fall, our yearbooks come in. And somehow he saw my yearbook, probably because he stole it from my room or some screwed up thing, because that's the kind
right.
of guy he was. He was flipping through it and he saw this picture. He lost his damn mind. Called me every derogatory name in the book, a slut, a skank, threw it across the room, flipping out on me because I danced with a boy at a dance.
Were you scared?
Yeah, I thought, well, I started to think I did something wrong. Oh, I danced with Chris. I shouldn't have.
But I meant, like, were you scared? Like, did you think he was going to hit you or something?
No, I never was afraid that he would hit me or anything like that.
No.
That never happened. Like, I never had, like, fear of him physically. More just, like, I don't know what I was afraid. I just, like, I couldn't leave him, I felt like. Like,
yeah.
No one else is going to date me. I'm dating this guy.
Right.
He's good looking. He's pretty nice. He's really funny.
Okay, that goes back to the same thing of me in middle school. It was insecurity.
Yeah. I was so insecure.
It was insecurity.
And my parents hated him because it was very apparent that he was very possessive.
Well, my parents hated my first boyfriend, too.
So because they hated him so much, it made me just be like, I don't want to leave. I like... Sorry, said his name. I like him, you know, whatever. And I think he's probably changed a lot now that he's a grown-ass man.
I'm sure.
But I'll tell you what, he's already been divorced.
No kidding.
Doesn't surprise me.
Wow.
And I know that sounds really mean, like talking about someone like that. It doesn't surprise me because I remember growing up after we finally broke up and I was in college, my mom said to me, you know, I will not be surprised if his relationships end badly for the rest of his life because he's so possessive.
That's usually a really big red flag.
So
yeah.
Possessive. I mean, it was horrible. Like he would call I had my own phone line in my room. It was early 2000s.
Well, that's so cool.
It was fancy.
Oh my God.
He would
listen
call
to
it,
you.
All night he'd call it over and over again.
I used to leave my parents' phone off the hook so my high school boyfriend would stop calling the house because he was also really possessive.
Yes.
I would leave it off the hook just so he could not call.
I would unplug it.
Yeah, because he was crazy too.
And I couldn't get away from him. Like I felt like I couldn't. He didn't even go to my school. He would get mad if he found out I wore makeup to school. Because who was I trying to impress?
Oh my God, my school Bourbon did the same thing. He's like, oh, who are you dressing up for? What do you think you need to wear makeup today?
So, like, I went through a phase where I, like, never wore makeup or dressed up.
Yeah.
Ever. And that was, like, my thing back then. Like, by my senior year, I won best dressed in my class. Like, by in the student awards.
Fun fact, I was also best dressed for 2004. Is it?
Like, that was one of the things I did. Yeah. I was into, like, fashion and stuff. But I went through my sophomore and half of my junior year. I never dressed nice. I wore, like, cross-country t-shirts every day and, like, jeans.
Right.
And hair in a ponytail. Like, I look now. Because I'm a mom
but
now.
But you don't care.
But because I was, like, if he saw me that day or saw me, if he came to my track meet after school and I had, like, makeup on, he'd be like, why did you wear makeup to school?
And wow.
Because like, I wanted to. It would be, and then it would be a fight. Because he was crazy.
But don't you think that when we talk about these instances and things that happened when we were younger, that they transferred over to our adult life?
Totally.
When I think about you telling the story and I think about me growing up and, like, being developed before everybody else and letting people grab my boobs like that, I literally used to show them, like, on spring break.
Right.
Like, that's the trashiest thing in the world.
But you had the power then, and I think...
Maybe, but I think I was insecure.
It's a little trashy.
It's not. You don't have to say it under your breath.
I have a lot of friends that did that too, and I used to think, "What are you doing?
Right?
Why are you doing that?"
I was like, "These are huge.
Look at these."
I really did. And I think back now, and I'm like, that stuff carried over to my adult life. I mistook sexual harassment in my life for years as somebody being fond of me.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Uh huh.
And I think about stuff that's happened in this business. Like, here's an example. One of my coworkers once, who was like 20 some years older than me, I worked directly with this guy every day. He was like in his mid 40s. And he would say, man, if I was your age, I wouldn't stop from dating. Like, it was really creepy and maybe uncomfortable. I didn't
Someone
care.
Here?
No, I didn't care.
Wait, where did you say you met? Who? I'm sorry.
It was one of my old coworkers.
Oh, okay. Gotcha,
at a different job. And it kind of made me uncomfortable, but I would just move on from
it. Like, okay.
Yeah. That was like minimal to what happened like down the road. I had a boss once. I think I can say this. He would always say, you dumped that boyfriend yet? This is Aaron he was talking about. You dumped that
Your
boyfriend
husband
yet?
Now?
My husband now. And I'd go, no. You know, and he'd go, well, I want to take you out tonight. It was really uncomfortable.
Right.
And then, I mean, at one point, no joke, he said, did you get divorced yet? And this was after my wedding. And I took,
That's not funny.
I took my wedding ring and I went, I'm married.
This
in his
isn't
face.
Funny.
Here's the other kicker. There was another guy in the room when he was doing this.
Of course.
And his answer was, a ring doesn't plug the hole. Yeah.
Is what that, did you say back?
I said, I'm leaving. And I left his office. I never said anything. I kept it to myself. I complained to my husband about it when I got home, and Aaron was pissed, rightly so.
Obviously.
I should have said something.
Right.
And the guy in the room with me should have said something too.
They totally should have.
And it was a moment that I was like,
that's eye-opening.
Now I thought to myself, that was the moment that I was like, this has to stop.
And it's the moment you realize I can't trust anyone because you sat there and let that happen to
right.
me.
Right. And that's the thing. I didn't tell anybody. And like I said in the beginning of the podcast, here I am ripping on, you know, celebrities. Why didn't they say anything? I didn't say anything. Right. He said that to me. That was years ago.
Right.
I kept it to myself. I could have had that man fired probably
Easily.
At least 10 times.
Easily. When I started my career, this is kind of in a similar boat, but this is other women almost doing it, and they don't even realize they're doing it because they think, because I'm a woman talking about another woman, it's not the same thing.
Right.
Well, when I started, I was still in college. I had about 2 semesters left when I was actually on air.
Right.
And I've always been into cosplay.
I love it about
thing.
Her.
I like making costumes.
Jackie likes a costume.
I had friends that liked to dabble in photography for fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, none of them did it full time. It was like artistic. It was just fun. I would make costumes. I would do things. We'd go photograph them. It was a goof. Something I like to do. Whatever. Well, oh my God, excuse me. I just burped. Oh my God, I just burped.
Oh my God.
I'm like on fire.
You okay?
I can't stop burping. It's the pop. Okay. So, collecting myself. I'm back.
Jackie.
And so anyway, I would put these photos on my blog. Like, oh, this new one I did was a take on Alice in Wonderland, or this one I did was a take on this.
And it's you in costume.
Me in costume. Some of them were, none of them I would say were skanky.
Yeah.
Or like anything like that. I mean, some of them were a little revealing. Like I'd have legs showing, rarely stomach. I might have one or two photo shoots I've had where a little bit of my stomach showed. Yeah. But nothing that I was ashamed of or like embarrassed by.
You never thought it was like over sexualized.
I never thought they were so over sexualized, especially when some of the photos I've seen on Facebook of other people.
Yeah.
That I was like uncomfortable by it. Like if I would look at it and go, ooh, is that too much? Then I normally didn't put it online. I'd be like, okay, I went too far in that one. I don't like it. It's too much.
Yeah.
So I would put it on my blog. Anyway, that would go on the radio station. It was my blog, and like listeners would go look at it, and some listeners would write dumb things, but I just ignore those guys.
Now, Jackie worked for a rock station in town.
So we were predominantly men.
Yeah.
Now, half of it was good because it was kind of like the geek genre. A lot of the guys in, like, I'd get girls too, and we had fun conversations, and they did photo shoots like that too, whatever. But I had a professor at Ferris say to me in the hall one day, we had to talk about you. The other day, Jackie. And I go, about me?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
And I said, what about me? And I was kind of uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm like, professors only talk one thing about me. She doesn't try hard enough. Realistically, I didn't try very hard. So I go, what about? And she goes, just about like, you know, how you're kind of using your sexuality to advance your career. And I said, no, I'm not. And I was like, shaking. I couldn't believe someone said that to me.
My God, did you cry?
Not in front of her. And
good.
I just stood there and I went, no, I'm not. And she goes, I'm not saying in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know, like we're just talking about how you're basically using your photo shoots and your like beauty to advance your career. That's where you're why you're getting where you're going.
But really, you just like dressing up.
But I just like doing that stuff. I don't think that was what I was using it. I mean, if that advanced my career, it did. Cool. People like my hobby and it advanced my career.
Right, but you weren't showing off your boobs just to get a job.
No one said,
that's
Jackie,
much different.
You can't be on the radio if you don't do this. That never came up.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just something I was doing.
And they certainly weren't like...
And I said, well, I don't think that's true. And I just kind of stood there awkwardly, like I didn't know what to say. And then she went, oh, no, you know, it just sparked quite the debate about communication.
Okay,
and
you're not back a topic for a professor in front of your peers in school.
Well, my peers weren't there. We were in the hallway. But
no, but like the other students, I mean.
Right.
That's incredible.
Well, no, it was her and other professors having the debate.
Oh, I thought
that
she did
was
for
even
class.
Worse. They had a communication board meeting and her and other professors were talking about this, she said. And I may be butchering it, but that's what she said to me. I don't know how the actual meeting went because I wasn't there.
Right.
So I don't know how it came up. But she said, you sparked quite the debate. Because I'll never forget that sentence coming out of her mouth. And I said, why?
Yeah.
And she told me because of that. And I was so upset that I was online. Like, do I need to delete all my photos? Is this bad? But, like, a lot of them I had done and built. I was an intern, had built my own website with professional photos. People didn't even realize I was only an intern. They thought I was on air because I looked so professional. I had worked really hard.
Yeah.
My husband had put together, like, a radio studio in his basement. And I would record podcasts and put them on this blog and, like,
yeah.
That's how I
and
got on air.
And what a go-getter.
That's how I got on air.
Yeah.
And so I didn't think twice about it, but she made me feel so bad. Like, and yeah. I don't know if that was her intention, but I was like, man, maybe I'm unintentionally.
Here's the thing. You can't control how other people look at it.
Right.
I think Maya Bialik got a bunch of hate this week because she said the world is not perfect. She's right about that.
Mm-hmm.
The world is not perfect. There are perverts on the internet.
Right.
There are people in this world that are going to say disgusting things to you. There are people in this world who are going to sexually harass you. And honestly, that's my thing. You talk about this and that was a female teacher.
Right. That was a female professor who I had had for 5 years. All of college, I had her. And
so knew her well.
Yeah. And I thought at this point, like, I didn't ever have that feeling of, I really want my professors to be proud of me. Like, I never really cared. But I was at a point where I didn't fail, but I got a lot of C minuses and had to retake, like, 4 different classes because I just wasn't trying hard enough. And I had been in college a long time, which we talked about before.
Yeah.
And I had finally found a career because before I didn't even know what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I thought, they're going to be so proud of me. I'm the only one who now has a full-time job. I've on air. Like, I'm broadcasting.
Yeah.
In communication. Full time before I've even graduated. So I really thought these people were going to think I turned around. Like, look at, she's found something she's passionate about. But instead, that was what I got.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so.
It sucks that that's what they saw and not the fact that you were doing your own podcast and that you were producing things.
And I was producing things and going to work at 4 a.m., leaving Ferris at 4 a.m. to get to the show by 5 a.m. to help, you know, with the morning show. Like,
instead, they wanted to talk about what you were wearing on social media.
Yeah. Not even social media, because we barely had Facebook at the time. It was like 2009. Like, I was putting it on a blog.
Huh. Like, that's incredible.
This was back when you could only upload a couple of pictures at a time, remember?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And, like, I'm, like, thinking back to the photos I even took then in, like, 2010, 2009. Yeah. And they weren't bad.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one of them. I went to vintage stores and I did videos putting together pieces on how to make a Halloween costume, like a Harley Quinn. And this is before she was huge. So I had bought a tutu skirt that was, like, just above my knees, mm-hmm. and it was really puffy, but it had playing card symbols all over it, like hearts and diamonds. Then I bought a halter top that was a full coverage halter top.
Yeah.
That was black and red piping. Then I bought a men's suit coat that had little black diamonds all over it.
Yeah.
And we cut and made bracelets out of it and like trim. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really cool. I wore like knee-high like black and red stockings, and we did the photos, and I had like a little fake gun, and I'm like, look at it. This is cool.
Whoops, sorry. Just want you to get a closer mic.
The morning show, which was all men, saw the photos. And the next day, went on air and pulled up each photo and ripped me apart. I can practically see her peach.
What?
Yeah. I bawled my eyes out. I was so upset. And one of them works here.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And they went on. And it was a 25-minute segment.
I am going to be extremely honest here. And this is probably going to get me a little bit of hate. Everybody says, you know, it's slut shaming. It's victim shaming. We shouldn't tell people what to wear. Women should wear what they want. I agree with that. I think if you want to dress like Harley Quinn and show off your legs or show off whatever.
It's your life.
It's your life. You can wear whatever you want. But once again, we don't live in a perfect world. People say things. People do things. And I'm not saying that any of this is your fault.
No.
None of it is your fault. People are idiots.
Right.
It's like, okay, here's a good example. Breastfeeding in public. You're feeding your kid. I get it. It's food for your kid.
Right. You have to do it.
It's a natural thing. That's the way God created us. This is what we're supposed to do.
Right.
Your breasts are not supposed to be a sexualized thing.
Right.
But they are. Because of society, because of the world we live in and the way things are. Is it right? It is so wrong. It is so, so wrong. I should be able to bust these babies out and feed Quinn anytime I want. But people are going to look at me and people are going to judge me. And that sucks. And that is no different, than this.
I agree. And I think my thing was, for me, I would expect that from the strangers on the internet, and I didn't care. Like, when someone online would be like, she's a skank, I can see, like, you know, too much of her thigh. You say what you want. I don't know you, a-hole. But I knew these people. They were, like, at my wedding. These were men I trusted. These were people that I thought wanted to help me with my career, and they still do. And they have, and to this day, they probably have no idea that that was offensive.
It's extremely offensive.
But I thought they were cool. I was working with a thrift store to make the costume. And, like, I had a freaking toy gun in it. The photos were outside. I wasn't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was wearing a skirt and a halter top.
I just feel like people can turn anything into something.
Right. And they thought they were being funny, making fun of me, which part of it was funny. They were, like, making fun of, oh, Jackie did another costume. It's funny. But then it twisted. And as they started making those comments, so then people were like zooming in on my photos and trying to see my butt.
But here at the end of the day, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Right.
I laughed it off and everyone said, they're so funny. That show's so funny.
They're hilarious. They're so funny.
Real funny. I feel awesome now. Then I didn't do any photos for like 2 months because I was like embarrassed.
Well, I'm glad you didn't stop doing it.
Yeah. Then I was like, screw it. I'm just going to do it again because I
like
to.
Because you like dressing up in costume. It's what you like to do.
I just
think about, you know, you've got every story under the sun. I've got all these stories about things that have happened. And that we're not even like sharing probably everything that's happened. I mean, we could go on and on. But like, people have been fired up about the Me Too thing.
Right.
And sharing the Me Too statuses.
Which is basically sharing just hashtag Me Too on Facebook.
Yeah. And it all started with Alyssa Milano. And it was like, basically, if we all share Me Too, if we've been sexually harassed or sexually assaulted, people start to realize the magnitude of the problem. I do think that all these people sharing Me Too probably is helping people understand the magnitude of the problem.
Right.
Because
they're talking about it. We're sitting here talking about it right now.
We are. And I mean, I talked about this on the air the other day. How do we get the next generation or people our age to start speaking up? Because we didn't. Right. We didn't.
No.
I was afraid that I was going to cause problems at work and that maybe like the boss was going to give me trouble when my contract was up. Like I was terrified.
Oh, yeah. I still get convinced people think I'm difficult because for stupid reasons, mm-hmm. because I'm arguing for the same things everyone else has.
Right.
But I'm difficult because I'm arguing or I'm argumentative.
Right. And my morning show partner, Ken Evans, said that. He goes, I ask a lot of questions. I ask a lot of people. He goes, people, because I'm a guy, would never say, you know, like a right. woman doing it would be a bitch. But I instead, I'm a go-getter.
Yeah.
I
we
care.
We know you're a go-getter. We know yeah. you're, you know, you're excited. But for us, we would have been totally labeled a bitch or, oh, my God, she's really
difficult.
Bossy.
She's difficult.
I got told in this building I was argumentative like 7 times.
Seriously?
Yeah. I come in and do an afternoon show. How am I argumentative?
Here's the thing, and I know what examples you're talking of. It's not argumentative. It's giving an opinion.
Yeah.
You're not giving allowed to have one. Like, it's unbelievable, and it's not like that anymore.
Right.
But it's pretty terrible when you do feel that way at work.
Right.
Which is why, going back to it, you don't say anything.
Right.
We have to somehow diminish this fear that's in all and a lot of women. If you have stood up and that's happened at work or anywhere, mm-hmm. let's say somebody grabbed your ass at a party. Same thing. Oh, I just hit my face on the mic. Say something. Don't keep it to yourself and like bitch to your friends about it. Say something.
I'm blessed to have never been touched by anybody like that. No one's ever done that to me.
No.
I would lose my mind.
I've had my ass grabbed like more than once.
I would lose my damn mind.
But we don't live in a perfect world. I was right. partying. I was at the bar. I was jumping up on a table. God right. knows. And I think a lot of that goes back to like why in my adulthood I didn't say things when I should have.
Right.
Like when that boss said that to me, I should have said something.
Oh, totally.
But there were things that have happened around. I'm right. just going to say around that people should have lost their jobs over and they didn't.
Oh, easily. When I was here one day, I came in and I was wearing athletic capris. Capris. And I walked in and there was a guy who works with us outside smoking. And he said, you know, men don't find those short pants sexy.
Did you say I'm not dressing for you?
Yeah. And I said, I'm not trying to be sexy. I'm at work. I just got done with a run. Like, I don't.
Right.
And then it was quiet because I was arguing. And it said, and he said, I'm just saying they don't find them sexy. And I said, I didn't ask if they were sexy.
Right.
Now I'm really arguing. Like I was starting
like you were pissed.
Like I was pissed.
Yeah.
And he said, all right, well, I'm just saying they're not sexy. Okay, what? You need to drop this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mad. We get in the elevator and we go upstairs. And this person doesn't drop. Goes to another man in the office and says, hey, tell Jackie that we don't, like men don't think those short pants she's wearing are sexy.
Oh my God. I'm like,
now.
I'm like mad hearing this.
I'm standing there and I'm on the third floor where not only is my GM there, who could have probably heard it. I don't know if he did. There's every sales staff's there. Can hear them yelling about how my pants aren't sexy. Two other women are there. No one says anything. They just let them keep attacking me about how my pants aren't sexy.
Wow.
And I said, knock it off.
You got mad.
I was just so upset.
Yeah.
And they just kept chuckling back and forth like we were all joking when I was obviously mad. So they came up here. I called you.
Yeah.
I was so upset.
I remember
and
that day.
And you said, go tell someone because that's bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell anybody. I did a break on air about it. I said, have you ever been told something uncomfortable?
Which is an outlet we have to get back at somebody.
You know, that you felt was wrong. And I told the story and I didn't name names, just like I'm not now. And I got a bunch of calls. The person who said it texted me and said, gold break right there. Good job, Jack.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm talking about like, you!
What an idiot.
How about an apology?
Right.
But no. Like, that's...
Do you think he knew?
He hadn't known it was about him. It was the exact story I just told you. on air. I literally told it on air. I'm wearing a pair of athletic capris, and a man in my building said, you know, those pants aren't sexy. It upset me. Have you ever been told something that you think is out of line by a coworker? How did you respond?
I love that that's what you did with it.
And he wrote, like, good break, Jack.
Oh, my God.
And I feel bad. But the thing is this. I know he's just ignorant to this. He really doesn't know. And so do that's I hate him because of it? No.
I think people are learning from this. I think all this stuff coming out, the Me Too statuses, you and I doing this, people are learning from this. You spoke up in your own way with that by talking about it on the air.
Right.
Management should have been notified, but
yeah,
I know why you didn't, because it's no different than why I did in the past. I just think that this is bringing a lot of awareness to what the hell's going on.
Right.
Because that's not appropriate to say.
Now, if my husband, if I'm like, I'm going to wear these pants, I think they're sassy. And he says, I hate those short pants. I don't find them, you know, I don't like them. That's different.
Right.
But you're not my husband.
No, you're my coworker.
You don't have the right to tell me what pants you think are sexy that I wear. Because now I'm going to think, do you think I'm sexy?
It certainly isn't something you should be hearing from a coworker, because you shouldn't be dressing for them or getting up in the morning going, you know, I really think X thinks I look sexy today.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, insane. Yeah.
Well, to get even, this coworker, he like prided himself on looking young. So his birthday was coming up, and I said, I go, how old are you going to be, like 42? And he said, no. How old do you think I am? And I go, I don't know, like 39, 40. And he said, you don't think I look that old. Everyone thinks I look young. And I go, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I think. And I held it together so good. I was so mad. And he was like, okay. Okay. You're just saying that because you're mad at me. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. You look old.
I could listen to Jackie tell a story all day, every day. Make sure you check out the live feed on YouTube right now if you're listening in your car, because her facial expressions when she just told that story were off the chains.
Off the chain.
Boom.
That was funny, though.
But that's the thing. Like, I feel like as I get older and like as these things come out, I feel more empowered to talk about it now.
Me too.
I feel more empowered to talk about it. Hashtag me too.
Me too.
I feel like if I'm pissed about something, if something is said to me that is inappropriate, I don't feel okay about it, I feel like I can light someone up about it now.
Right.
And I am. That's why I think this whole movement and this whole everybody talking about it and putting it out in the open is phenomenal.
Right.
I think Jackie,
and it hurts no one.
It hurts no one. It's wonderful. Tell everybody. If something's happening to you, talk about it.
Right.
Tell somebody. Don't be like us. Go
Don't
to management.
Be like us.
Don't be worried about being viewed as difficult.
Right.
Share your opinion if you have one. What you think matters.
And if it truly didn't bother you, then there's that.
Right.
I mean, that's your life. And if you don't care that someone talks to you that way, then that's fine, too.
Right. And that's, people were kind of banging on the Me Too hashtag because they thought that it was forcing other people to share, even if they weren't ready to, like they felt pressure. I haven't shared a Me Too status. I've talked about it now twice, once in the air during the morning show. And then now, but I don't think you should feel pressured. Like Jackie said, it didn't make you feel uncomfortable.
I didn't put it on social media. I didn't write Me Too. I didn't start that.
No, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I like the people
who
are doing
it. It's your life. Do you.
Right.
Do what you want. But if you take anything away from today, it's happened to a lot of people.
And these are just our stories. And I guarantee people have way worse than what we have.
Oh, yeah.
Way worse.
Absolutely.
And like, still, part of me felt bad telling some of them because I like the people I'm talking about.
Like, there are people that have done things to me that are inappropriate that I also like.
I still like them. Like, you're not a bad person, but you ticked me off, and I should have just said something then. But I know you're not listening, so I don't really care. Dude, all the guys I talked about, I know you're not listening.
God, I hope you're right.
Nah, I'm right.
No, I hope they do watch and listen. I do. Are you kidding?
Right.
They need to be made aware of what they said and did to you was not okay, even if it was years ago. Same with whoever I was talking about earlier.
Said, though, and then part of the problem continues because each moment that stuff happened, other than the last one I just told when I did get mad.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything, but I got mad. I made it clear that I wasn't unhappy with the comments.
Right.
Other than that instance, I never said a word. Like when the show was talking about my photos, I laughed. I was like, they're sexy, I guess. When I thought, look how cool my makeup looked, and I like so legit, like, you know what I mean? But they didn't. So instead, I just laughed because, I guess at least I'm getting publicity. I'll just let it go.
Right.
And so, like,
we have to stop letting this stuff go. And I do feel like this hashtag and everybody talking about this, instead of sweeping it under the rug, like we've done.
Right.
Like a lot of people have done, because everybody's talking about it, it makes you feel empowered to talk about it.
And you feel better.
You do feel better to talk about it. And we each have daughters. One day I'm going to have to sit Quinn down and say, listen, when these things happen, if somebody grabs your boob, if somebody says something inappropriate, somebody tells you the pants that you're wearing aren't sexy enough for men, you got to tell somebody, because otherwise it just continues this sweeping everything under the rug and makes things seem okay.
Right.
It's not okay.
Nope.
It's not okay.
It ain't okay.
And I think people are going to start thinking about what they say. In fact, my morning show partner today looked at me and goes, you know, I don't think that I've done anything that has offended women. He goes, but maybe I did say something that I didn't know. Like, he's genuinely concerned that he may have said. Now, that has not happened between us.
Right.
I doubt he has, because he thinks before he talks and would never say anything offensive. But it's making him think about what he says before it comes out of his mouth.
Like, my husband and his friends are like that. Like, they don't talk that way to people. They don't. You know what I mean? That's not their thing. Now, they're close friends of mine. If I put something on that was really revealing, they might be like, dang, Jackie, showing enough skin.
Danger.
But they wouldn't ever make me feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's because they're smart and respectful.
Yes.
They don't look at me as someone different than them because I'm a woman.
And I think this is making people be smart and respectful.
Right.
Consider what you're saying to somebody. One of our coworkers, and not to go back into this, but she was pregnant. Like, this happened a long time ago, so obviously it was a different time in this business. Not that it makes any of it okay.
Right.
But she was pregnant. She was on a meeting with somebody, one of her higher-ups. And he said, you know, I've always wanted to F a pregnant girl.
What?
Case in point.
No.
Yeah.
What did she say back?
She laughed it off. We talked about it. Yeah, she's like, I laughed it off. She told me that. She's like, I would never do that now. Because everybody's talking about it. So keep talking about it. Keep saying what you feel. If something makes you uncomfortable at work, say something. Don't sweep it under the rug and then talk about it 10 years later.
Right. Don't
learn
wait
from
that
us.
Long.
Oh my gosh. Well, that wraps up our Me Too conversation.
Me Too.
But in true Jackie and Rachel fashion, we must play FMK.
Crap. Did we think of someone?
I thought we were going to do the Chris's.
The Chris's.
Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Chris's. This is so exciting. Hold on.
Hold on. We need a third Chris,
Chris
though.
Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth. We had another Chris. Pratt, Hemsworth, and Pont. No.
Who?
Who's
Who are you
Chris?
About to say?
I was just going to grab my phone and Google other Chris's, and then I realized my phone's doing the video.
Oh,
I was
going to
say Chris Pine. Isn't that an actor? But that's not
Chris Pine.
But that's not who I was thinking of.
No?
Chris Hemsworth, Chris
Pratt.
Chris
Rock.
Wait. Who's the guy that plays Captain America? Is his name Chris?
Chris Evans.
Thank you.
How did you hear that?
I don't know. Ken Evans just came in the room and shouted Chris Evans. He must be listening or watching somewhere.
Chris Evans. So Pratt, Evans,
and Hemsworth.
And Hemsworth.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. You go first because, I mean, it's like superhero mania.
Okay. I'm going to marry Chris Pratt because he's hilarious.
Okay.
I'm going to F Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Let's be real. He's Thor. And
he's
I guess
Thor.
I'll be killing Chris Evans.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Captain.
Welp, see you later. Okay, I actually am not deviating from that at all, but for different reasons. Chris Pratt is amazing. So funny. Those thighs. Hashtag Chris Pratt thighs is an Instagram account that you can follow.
We should probably pause.
Why?
Because we're talking about Me Too. Do you think that...
Oh my God, are we being inappropriate?
I almost wonder.
Okay, well, we're going to get back to you next week.
No, we're going to finish FMK because we can still play FMK because we play it with all genders.
But now I'm concerned. I think you might be right. See? Reevaluating.
It makes you think.
Okay, now I'm not going to go into it. Now I'm judging men's bodies.
You're allowed to say who you'd F, who you'd kill, and who you'd marry.
This is the kettle.
Yeah. Sup, it's me, Black.
Okay, I'm marrying Chris Pratt. I'm banging Chris Hemsworth, and I'm killing Chris Evans because I think he's wimpy.
Oh, no, I think he's really tough.
You do?
He's Captain America.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like Captain America.
Oh, I'm into it.
Really?
I can pick one.
Okay.
Next we're week, we're going to evaluate that. With women so we don't feel bad about this.
Yes.
Because we totally, that went one, like, my mind is blown right
now.
The
most contradictory thing ever.
We're so contradictory.
Yeah. Okay.
We're hypocrites.
Download the Gray and Green Show. You can find it on iTunes. You can also hit us up, grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, Gray Green Show on Twitter. Are we missing anything?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Make sure you find us on Jackie's YouTube page. Are you going to change to the Gray and Green Show on YouTube?
Yeah, I'll start messing with it when I get to work later today.
Cool, dude. All right, we're out of here.
Bye.